Tom Chenault Show. It is the second hour. The first hour was over the top. I know you loved Dr. Carter and this conversation about helping these kids of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and that was great. And then Dr. Sven Goebel was unbelievable. John Milton Fogg, you did a great job in speaking to him. The guy was insanely great. And just recap that conversation. I mean, people need to go to his website, see what he's going on. But in the Greatest Networker, can we, how do people get a hold of that book? That's coming up all over the place on Facebook. How do people actually end up with that book? Can they still get it?
Right now, the only place they can get it, Tom, is on Amazon. Kindle.
Okay. So they've got to get it there. So they just go in there, put the Greatest Networker, and that's where they're going to get. They can get a hard copy.
Greatest Networkers with an S, plural.
Yeah. That is awesome. All right, why don't you, you know, Jordan Adler, I mean, Lance Gordon, I've had 10 people today, Dr. Rick Schaefer, these people, everybody, we could spend the whole hour with me saying, hey, guess who said hi, Jordan Adler, because he has got so many friends out there, including and especially my wife. When he spoke at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, my wife was absolutely enthralled, and she hasn't stopped talking about him. So take it away, John Milton Fogg, and we'll just go right to it with Jordan Adler. It's going to be a great day.
Well, I'm going to make another short introduction out of this one. I know that there are a couple of people listening who haven't been all that successful in network marketing. And what I'd like to know, I wish I could see a show of hands or there was some kind of monitor board, Tom, where you and I could tell what the answers were. But I wonder if there's anyone out there who has been with 10 companies in 10 years and never sponsored one single person into the business. Does that sound like just about the biggest loser you've ever heard of, Tom?
It sounds to me like that is an unbelievable story. I mean, that's the fact that the person stuck through 10 companies with that kind of success record is what's amazing to me. Why on earth would you do that? But that's
well, I'd point. Like you to meet him. His name is Jordan Adler. Jordan, did I get it right?
John Fogg, Tom Chenault, it's so good to talk to you guys this afternoon, and thanks for putting this together. You got it right. Actually, it's 11 companies in 10 years.
Well, but the 11th company actually did something with, didn't you?
No, it was the 12th. It was the 12th.
Okay.
Who's counting, right?
Well, what I love about that, what any network marketer who's had any success has got to love, is that you stuck with it. And now, I mean, you're making, you got to be making $2 million a year or more. You're at the top of Send Out Cards, which is one of the most respected companies in our business. What possessed you to keep hanging in there, Jordan? Most everybody else would have been gone companies
well,
ago.
Well, the reality is, John, is I didn't hang in there. That was probably part of the problem, is I kept quitting. And really, I would. I mean, it wasn't a thing where I'm like, I'm going to keep going. It wasn't like that. I would get involved in a company, and I would come up against challenges like we all do. Like, you know, my car would break down, and I couldn't fix it because I didn't have any money in my bank account. So I was taking the bus to work in Phoenix, Arizona, in the summer, and it's 104 degrees out, and it's tough to get to a meeting when you don't have a car and it's hot out and I kept running up against these major challenges and I would quit. I would go like, I would finally just give up and say, I can't do this. This isn't going to work. And then a few months later, somebody would present me with something or I'd find another classified ad in the paper that would get me intrigued and I would do a little research and, you know, back then at my job, I was working at the airline, America West Airlines, and my job paid me, you know, it ranged between $14,000 a year and $28,000 a year in my career at that airline, but it was not a lot of money, and I did have a few credit cards, and I would use my credit cards to get involved in companies. I'd buy product and go to their events, and I never missed a convention. I always went to the convention, and then I'd come back all excited, and make my list, and the list was usually pretty short, and I would call some people and get shot down and finally again go, you know, this isn't going to work, and I'd quit. And I did that over and over again. 10 years, 11 companies. I was only working one company at a time, but I'd be involved in a company for 2 or 3 or 4 months and then be out of it for 6 months and then join something else. And heck, everything from 3D cameras to, travel clubs to, I was in Amway twice, NSA. I mean, I could go on and on. It was just, and then, you know, they say it's cliche, but they say when opportunity and preparation collide, that's when things start to happen. And that's exactly what happened. I joined my 12th company in 1992, and I'd been preparing for many years. I'd read every book I could get my hands on. You were a huge influence on me, on my career in the early days, just reading, you know, the things that you wrote. I must have read The Greatest Networker 4 times. And, I read your article on the franchise of the 90s, the People's Franchise, and that had an impact on me. I remembered that for years. And all those things just helped to shape my perspective and my philosophy about the business. Back then, there weren't a lot of books written in our profession, but today there's hundreds. But back then, you could count on one hand all the books. I became a student of the profession and stayed excited about it. Never let go of that dream of having a residual income. I knew I wasn't very good at the business. I really wasn't very good at doing the business. But I knew there were people out there that could do it better than me. And I thought, you know, if I could ever get somebody in my organization that would do this, I guess I could ride on their coattails. That was kind of how I looked at it back then.
Jordan, would you tell the story? And I could probably do it too, but it's you're the guest. Tell the story of that when you quit quitting.
Well, in the early 90s, I'd gone to that MLM mastermind that you actually put on. I think it was in Scottsdale, Arizona. I met Russ Devan, and Russ was a multimillionaire in network marketing and living in this big, beautiful home in Scottsdale, Arizona, with a Circle Drive and a fountain out front. And we never went into business together, but he invited me into his home, and I asked him questions. And, you know, again, I'd never signed up a single distributor, and I started, and I don't remember exactly the event, John. It might not have been the one in Scottsdale in 92, but it was around that time, and it was at the time where I still hadn't brought anybody into the business, the first time I met Russ. And he shared some things with me that shifted my focus. And, you know, Price Pritchett in his book, U Squared, talks about the fly buzzing against the window in the Millcroft Inn, and that fly's trying to get out. And 10 feet away, there's a wide open door, and that's all that fly would have to do is refocus, think differently, it could effortlessly fly to freedom. So one direction leads to death. We've all seen dead flies on the windowsill, and we all know the story of the fly. It's trying to get out. 10 feet away, there's an effortless route. And that's all it would require the fly to do is shift its focus. What it actually does, flaps its little wings, is exactly the same, whether it flies towards the glass or the door. But one direction leads to struggle, the other direction leads to freedom. And so Russ helped me to shift my focus. And he shared with me that in the business of recruiting, it doesn't matter if you're in real estate, financial planning, insurance, if you're in a position, or network marketing, if you're in a position where you need to recruit or sponsor people, if you're a real estate broker, you need to bring in agents. If you're a insurance broker, you need to get insurance agents. He said you need to be prepared to bring in 20 to 30 people to find one that's going to do anything significant. And he said that it doesn't matter what profession. If you ask a real estate broker, how many agents do you need to hire before you find one that's going to do it big? And you'll find out that for every 30, there'll be a third that are going to do nothing, and there's really nothing you can do to get that third to do anything. And there's a third that'll do a little, and there's a third that'll do a little more than a little, and there's usually one out of 20 to 30 that'll go out and do it big. And Russ told me this, and I believed him, and that was a key part of it, because I wouldn't have done the work if I didn't believe him. He had what I wanted. And so I went out. I had a job at America West Airlines at the time, and I was probably in somewhere around $18,000 a year at my job at that point. And I started, I made my plan to show the business to 3 people a week on my lunches, and figuring that if I showed it 3 times a week, that would be 12 a month. If 11 of them said they weren't interested and one said yes, if I sponsored one person a month for a couple of years, that would be 24 personally sponsored distributors. And if out of those 24 people, a third of them will do nothing, a third of them will do a little, a third will do a little more than a little, and one will go out and do it big. And so I started doing that. And after 2 years, I'd signed up 19 people. I did this at Coffee Plantation on Mill Avenue in Tempe, Arizona. My job was walking distance from my home, thank God. And I would grab people that I knew from the airline that I trusted, that I knew that they weren't going to, you know, rat on me for doing business. I just would say, let's go to lunch. I want to show you something. These were friends that I worked with. And I'd grab a yellow pad and a blue felt-tip pen, and I'd scratch it out on the sheet of paper, and then I'd give them some things to look at and answer their questions as best I could. And it turned out that I would sign up about a little less than one a month. And after 2 years, I'd signed up 19 people. Well, my 16th person was Jackie Ulmer. And Jackie went on to sign up a woman in New Mexico named Judy Dubiel. Judy was a secretary and a student. And Judy started inviting people over to her home. And we took a couple trips to Albuquerque. And within a couple of years, she had a growing organization that ultimately grew to 12,000 distributors and 40,000 customers and made me my first $1 million. And that was on my I had been in network marketing since 1981, and I made my first million in 1996. And then I just followed and continued to do that. I kept sponsoring new distributors, meeting people, adding them to my list, getting to know them, and showing the business about three times a week. And in 13 years, I signed up 129 people. And if you break that down, it comes out to less than one person per month. There's 144 months in 13 years. And I signed up 129 people, which less than one a month. But from those 129, 124 of them became customers or quit.
Wow.
And five of them led to an organization of 85,000 distributors and earned me $8 million and helped many, many, many other people earn hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's kind of how I built my business.
Jordan, we're going to be taking a break soon. One of the things I'd like you to talk about, please, is that the process by which you've built your business, it's unique. It's something lots of people talk about, say they want to do, but you've actually gone out and done it, and that's through relationshiping, specifically through networking, and as a member of BNI, I believe, is how you've done most of it. Am I accurate?
That's right. Business Network International, I've done a lot of that.
You've got to pull out of here for
this. When we come back, please.
All right. We're coming back in a second with Jordan Adler. I want this guy to do all the talking. He is unbelievable. You stick around. Steve Schultz says hi.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, we're back. Tom Chenault Show. It is a great day. John Milton Fogg asked Jordan Adler a question right before the break, and it plays right into my comment. I was talking about Steve Scholl saying hi. I don't get, John Hammack sent me a note just now to say hi. It is unbelievable how many people like Jordan Adler from different companies out there. It is a skill set that I wish I had. I mean, usually, it's just amazing to me, and I don't know that I know anybody that's got a better listening of himself throughout the industry than Jordan does. Everybody likes him. It's crazy. Scholl swears by him. It's nuts, and you just said something about BNI and relationship marketing and all that stuff, so take it away, John.
Well, that was my question to Jordan. You've built this really on relationships and building relationships, leading with the relationships. And, you know, to this day, Jordan, I still talk with people who just don't get it. They don't want to get it. They don't believe it. So forgive me for having you be one of my poster children for that, but you are.
I believe in relationship first before business, and you mentioned Steve Scholl. Steve is a great friend of mine. We've been friends for many years, and Steve is one of the most likable guys that you'd ever meet. And I got to tell you that when you're nice to people and you're generous with people and you give them time and you listen and acknowledge all those things. People, you know, they want to be around you, and I think that's a key to successful networking. I read a book back in probably the late 80s called How to Master the Art of Selling by Tom Hopkins. I think it's written in 40-some languages, and Tom, you know, one of the greatest sales trainers of all time, and then in his book he talks about something called the thank you note habit, and I read his book and I learned about networking. I learned about meeting people, getting their business card, and then treating them great and making them lifelong friends. And then I read a book called the book written by Joe Girard, How to Sell Anything to Anyone. And Joe talked about every single person that came in to see him at the car dealership, he would write him a handwritten thank you card, and he would stay in touch with them. And he talked about networking, and he talked about getting people's business cards and staying in touch on an ongoing basis. And they talked about Rolodexes. And I learned Harvey McKay, he says, if you want to predict the future of someone's income, look at the size of their Rolodex. So I read that book, Swim with the Sharks Without Getting Eaten Alive. And all these books, this was back in my, you know, in my 20s before I'd ever signed up a single distributor. And so I went out and bought a Rolodex. Today you have to go to a thrift store to get them, and most of our Rolodexes are online in contact managers. But I went out and bought a Rolodex, and I started collecting business cards from people and doing my best to stay in touch. And I collected thousands of business cards. And to this day, I have shoeboxes and drawers full of business cards that I've collected over the years. When I was introduced to BNI, Business Network International, this was about 8 years ago, I was invited to a meeting. There were 12 people in the meeting. I found out there were 4,000 of these meetings going on. I thought to myself, this is an audience of people that want to hear about your business. And when I went in there, I got an opportunity to do a little commercial, and their whole philosophy is the philosophy of giver's gain. You go in there not to get business, you go in there to give business. And I loved that philosophy. And so I started promoting that organization on my conference call and encouraging my distributors to find a BNI chapter. Dr. Ivan Meisner has probably written more best-selling books on networking than anyone that I've ever met and or that I've ever heard of. And so I got involved in that organization. That really helped to catapult my business. Now, you can't talk about your network marketing business in a BNI meeting. It's not allowed. But you can talk about your product. And, you know, in a network marketing business, if you are respectful to that policy that they have, you know, when you meet somebody outside of the organization, if they're interested in hearing about your opportunity, you can do that. You just can't do it in the in their actual meetings. But that's how I leveraged my business. But a lot of it, the key to it was collecting business cards from people and then being generous with your time and with your listening and looking for ways that you can contribute to people on an ongoing basis. And I believe that the long way is the short way. I have a philosophy, the long way is the short way, meaning that if you take time with people, they become huge ambassadors for you. And whether you end up doing business with them or not is not the point, because if you're good with people and they like you and they trust you, then they're going to tell other people about you. And over time, that serves you and everybody else. So I look for opportunities to connect people. In fact, John, if we have time, I'd love to tell a story about Dots, connecting people and the power of that, if we have time to do that, because
we
I think
want
it's
to. We're going to do a real quick break, and then we've got a really long segment for your final segment coming right after this, so you're going to have time to tell it. So everybody stick around for the story about Dots. You're going to love it. Jordan Adler.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
All right, we're back at the Thompson Office. John Milton Fogg, and it is Jordan Adler. It's been a great show. We've got a really long segment with him right now. I'll tell you, he is somebody you want to emulate. The guy has built a huge, huge business by being a nice guy, and I love that. Back to you, John Fogg.
Jordan, you had a story to tell. Please do it.
Yeah, you know, I came in on a flight, a Southwest Airlines flight from Chicago, and my bag didn't come down the belt, and I waited for it and filled out the paperwork, and the next night I was two nights later, it was a Thursday night, I was teaching at Phoenix College a little entrepreneur's class with about 30 people, and a guy walked in the back of the room while I was in the front of the room that I hadn't seen in about a year, and he was standing in the back, and I waved to him, and afterwards he came over, and he said, his name's Joel Bez, and Joel says to me, Jordan, were you in New York yesterday? I go, no, I came in from Chicago a couple days ago. He goes, well, that's weird, because I was standing at the bag belt, and I noticed a bag come down the belt, and I looked at the tag, and it had your name on it, and the bag had come in from New York, and I was on the New York flight. And so, of course, I went down to the airport, and they had my bag, and I'm like, how did my bag get in New York? But the thing that really baffled me was, here's Joel in the back of the room, who I hadn't seen in a year, that happened to see my bag the night before, after I was in Chicago the day before that. And I thought to myself, that just can't be a coincidence. That's like winning the lottery. I mean, it just was really weird. And those kinds of things happen to me all the time. And I noticed that people that have large networks, people that have lots and lots of people that they know, these kinds of things happen to them all the time, where they have these things that they can't possibly be coincidences. They're little God winks that happen. But I have a theory. I don't know if it's true, but it makes a lot of sense. And this is not a trick question. If you put two dots on a piece of paper and you ask yourself, how many connections are there between those two dots? Not a trick question. There's one connection between those two dots. If you add a third dot, now you've just gone from one dot, I'm sorry, if you had a second, third dot, yeah, you've gone from two dots and one connection to three dots, and then if you connect the dots, there's three connections. So you went from two dots and one connection to three dots, three connections. Well, if you had a fourth dot in a square, one, two, three, four, and you count the number of connections, you got one, two, three, four, and then through the middle, five and six. So you went from three dots, three connections, to four dots, six connections. As soon as you had a fifth dot, now you've got 10 connections. So you went from four dots, six connections, to five dots, 10 connections. Every time you add a dot, you exponentially increase the number of possible connections between those dots. And I believe that people that have large networks of people, there's so many different things going on all around them that we don't even notice. And then all of a sudden something that we notice comes. I believe that it exponentially increases the number of opportunities and possibilities for you to have success in your business by adding people to your network. And you don't even need to go after business. It's just about meeting people, putting them into your contact manager, staying in touch with them, connecting with them on a regular basis, and then looking for opportunities to connect people with each other. That's why it's so important to have regular events where you invite all your people and get them connected to each other. That's the glue. The relationships are the glue that hold the whole thing together, and it also exponentially increases the number of opportunities and possibilities when people know each other and they're related to each other. So kind of gave you the Reader's Digest version of that.
It's interesting. That's Buckminster Fuller's formula for synergy.
Mm.
And once you get four, more than four, is when you start taking advantage of things not being additive anymore, but exponential the way
they
grow.
That's right.
I'm fascinated that you said something in there that I've really just come to, as long as I've been singing the relationship song, I'm teaching people how to use Facebook to connect with people. And one of the things that I'm really beginning to see, when I first started this, I would try to connect about business. I'm ready to help people, time, freedom, all of that kind of stuff. All of the posts and all of the attraction marketing needed to have this business thread. And what I've begun to realize, Jordan, and I think you're saying, is you don't have to focus on that. Get connected in the process of remaining connected and being helpful, doing what BNI says, it's a giving thing. How can I help you? Like Bob Berg used to say, the best thing you can say at a networking event is, how would I know when I'm talking to somebody who'd be a great customer for you or prospect for you? And so that's what you're speaking about, yes?
Absolutely. And it's not just getting connected, but it's connecting people with each other. You be a catalyst. When you add more value to an organization when you're a catalyst for connecting people within that organization, because I found that when I bring people together and then they connect with each other and then they find value in the relationship that they've created between each other, that brings me more value. It brings me more value through that organization. So it's a symbiotic, mutually beneficial opportunity.
Jordan, one of the other things that you've done that I've been fascinated by, and now that I'm back in the field and building an organization, is how long you stay with a brand new person and what you do. You seem to give them your all, but for a very limited period of time, and then it's hands off. Can you describe that?
Yeah, my job is to help someone get started in the business and not to do it for them. You know, if you have to be there all the time, if you have to have your hands on it all the time, then you're limited by the length of your arms, and we've only got two arms, and we can only do so much within our reach. So my job is to give people the resources that they need. I make myself available to teach them the fundamentals. Ultimately, it's about finding people that are ready to do this. And I found that when somebody's ready to do it, when I say they're ready, I don't mean they're prepared to do it, mentally prepared to decide to move forward. They'll find what they need to be successful when they're ready. And so my job is to just connect them with the resources, the tools, the opportunities for information to be able to do the business. So I need to make sure that they get trained on, you know, if they don't know how to make a list, teach them how to make a list, teach them how to make an initial contact, be there to do three-way calls with them, help them sponsor their first one or two or three distributors. I found that, you know, for every five people I sponsor, three or four of them won't even allow me to assist them in bringing in a distributor. But, you know, one out of five might allow me to help them. And then, you know, when I get to 10 distributors, I'll usually have somebody that we can really work with and get going. And then, you know, my job is to help them get started and then kind of like cut them loose and see what they're going to do. I give people little tests. I give them assignments and see if they do the assignments. If they don't do the little things, easy things, if they don't do those things, it means they're really not ready to go to work. And I'm wasting my time and I'm wasting their time by trying to push them to do something. I'm looking for people that want to do it now. So even people that sign up, a lot of them become customers and some of them quit. I'm going to give them every opportunity to be on every conference call, to be at every event, but they've got to take that initiative. And if they don't take the initiative, there's really not a lot I can do. So again, I do give somebody, in my first training with somebody, you know, I try and get them to an event because I want to connect them with other people, but my first training is about an hour. I'll give them a couple of little assignments like make a list of 100 people. If they don't do it, there's not a lot I can do for them. You know, everybody can make a list of 100.
Jordan, your organization is huge.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's certainly bigger than it was 5 years ago.
Yes, it is.
What does somebody of your size in an organization, you're at the very top of your company, what do you do with your days? What are you out still prospecting?
Yeah, I sponsored three distributors last month personally. I meet people every day. I usually meet one or two new people a day. I ask them if they have a business card, and if they don't, I say, how can I reach you? I get an email address for them if it's somebody that I want to stay connected with. And I add them to my list, and I make phone calls and set up appointments to show people my business on a daily basis. I usually show the business a minimum of once a day, either for myself or someone in my organization. I'm scheduled for at least one event a week. I travel at least three times a month to bigger events and speak at those events. I also am learning to fly helicopters, I try and do Bikram yoga every day, and I got an amazing girlfriend and we travel together and do a lot of fun things. And then also I'm doing a lot with Beach Money, the book that I wrote and to promote that and to help to grow the charity and all those kinds of things.
Tell us a little bit more about that charity, please.
You bet. Kiva, it's not my charity, kiva.org, K-I-V-A.org. They're a micro lending organization. I think they're the largest, and we're the largest contributor to that organization. They do loans to entrepreneurs in third world developing countries. They've got about 960,000 lenders now, and we're number one in terms of contributing to that organization. We help thousands of entrepreneurs start businesses all over the world through the sale of Beach Money. 100% of the profits of my book go to that organization. And I'm very proud of that and very excited about it. And so I'm continuing to expand the Beach Money brand. I speak at a lot of, you know, the professional conferences around and enjoy doing that. So
you're the number one contributor at Kiva?
Number one contributor at Kiva Beach Money.
I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy?
I have so many friends that are heavily involved with that, And that just blows me away. And congratulations. Talk about a charity, if you want to call it that, an endeavor that is absolutely making a difference, because you're not giving them a handout, you're giving them a hand up. It is really, really cool, Jordan. Thank you for doing that.
Thanks, Tom. It's fascinating to me, Jordan, both you and Tom do this, and what I'm finding is that more and more, really, Tom loves to throw the phrase around rock stars, but you two guys are network marketing rock stars. And one of the things I'm watching with these rock stars today, like you guys, is there's a huge component of charity, of giving, of supporting other things outside of network marketing. Is there a compulsion you two characters have about that?
If you're not doing that, like, what's it all for, really? I mean, it really, network marketing and business is really all about doing good in the world. And, you know, whether it be to spread an entrepreneurial dream, to be able to give people hope, that's really what it's all about. When it's all said and done, I mean, it's nice to have money in your bank account and be able to do fun things with your friends and all that, but why do we even do that? Because we want people to experience life at a higher level. And so it's all really, I mean, if you really focus on the right things, it's all about giving at some level. It's about contributing in a way that's meaningful, that's going to help people grow, all those kinds of things. So that's why I think you'll see that at the higher levels. Those are the people that, you know, when you do that, those kinds of things, it attracts people.
We got to take a break. We're going to come right back to you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops in order for a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We're back. I'll tell you, Jordan Adler is, I could listen to him for hours upon hours upon hours. This has been a great, great segment. And John Fogg, let's help Jordan Adler by figuring out a way to have the world know more about him. How can we do that? How can we get the word out there so it's not a BNI meeting? He's just a guy that people need to know. John, did I lose you?
John Fogg?
Yeah, I got you, John. Can you hear me say that?
I did. I'm sorry. Beachmoney.com. That's the place to go.
And the name of the game, you guys, is go there right now. Go buy his book. The book is tremendous. I bought it down at the ANMP. It is a great book, but what's most important is 100% of the profits don't go someplace else. They go straight to Kiva. And that is just plain exciting. So whatever you do, buy that book today. Go to beachmoney.com. Jordan, we can't thank you enough for coming aboard, man. You inspire me. I mean, and you're much, much younger than me, but I'll tell you one thing right now. What I want out of my life, and you hit the nail on the head, and John was talking about when you get successful, why do you give back so much? But the name of the game is, it's guys like you that I want to be like when I grow up, and I just want to thank you for that.
Tom, thank you, and John, it was just really a joy being able to spend some time with you and everybody else listening in, and hi to all my friends out there, John Hammack and Paul, and everybody. Thank you.
All right, Rick Schaefer and Lance Gordon.
I haven't seen Lance in years. That's awesome.
Well,
thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and we'll see you later, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
John Milton Fogg, you are so awesome. Thank you. We had a great show. Think about this, Pastor Carter. And I'm telling you what, he just said something during the break about how do we do this? How do we help with nutrition? How do we help with money? How do we use that to build a church? I mean, it's amazing the power of this profession if you just use it the right way, isn't it, John?
It is that, sir. And one of the things I marvel at, and that's why I asked you and Jordan about it. You're devoted to it, Tom. You know, a question for you is, what makes that so important for you? I mean, you do this all the time.
Because I see it. The human condition, every day, I get to be around people. And I wrote this on my Facebook wall this morning about how many people are helping me build my dream. You know, I've got a huge organization, and everybody that buys a bottle of minerals or vitamins actually helps me build my dream. But what you do when you get a little bit serious about this thing, you start taking yourself so seriously that you forget that you are absolutely responsible for helping build theirs. And I am always present to that. And I go to an AA meeting every day, and the reason I do that is to humble myself. Remember where I came from. Remember the human condition and why I got in this in the first place. And it was because it was the last house on the block. Nobody else wanted me. Everybody else had given up on me. And the only person that didn't give up on me was a guy named Eric McKelvey. And he said, Tom, you buy these five skincare kits from Nu Skin, you go sell them, and you're going to get yourself turned around if you have the eye of the tiger. And I had the eye of the tiger, and the rest is history. But if Eric McKelvey hadn't taken a chance on me a long time ago, I would have been a statistic instead of a success story. And I just can't afford to forget that, John, because what happens in this business is you start thinking you're as smart as your paycheck. And I'm telling you, we aren't. We're just a bunch of lucky guys that were in the right place at the right time, that worked our fingers to the bone, but nevertheless, God looked down on us, put his hand on our shoulder, said, you're going to make a difference on this planet, and you sure as heck better not abuse it. And I'm telling you, I'm committed to not doing that. So you got a speech out of it. I'm not sure you wanted that.
That's exactly what I wanted. You always do what I want, Tom. I'm just subtle about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much true, John. So, John, what else is going on in your life, man? You got those two beautiful little girls. It's Father's Day. Tell me a story in the last minute.
Well, I got to do Father's Day pretty much the way I wanted so far. And I'm cooking dinner tonight, baby, and we are doing surf and turf.
Again, you love
New York strip steak, grass-fed, organic lobster tails. Oh, honey.
You went over to Whole Foods again and had a blast. You are a rock star.
I did. I spent more money than I should have.
I know it. Well, you know what? That's what you do. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've gotten to talk to all three of my kids today. It has been a glorious, glorious day, and then it gets better. So everybody, call your dad. Whatever you do, call your dad. If he's not on this planet anymore like my dad, just say a silent prayer and let him know that you love him wherever he is. And I'm telling you something. That's what this is all about. Love, love, and love. We'll see you next week.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.